Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communications with Dr. Pat Allen. And I want to remind you, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And if you don't get through and you get in our queue, be prepared to answer when we call you back so you can hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Wow. Dr. Pat, you're live on the air. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Beautiful. I love that. Well,
I had lunch with a girlfriend. That was nice.
Yeah. And anything else?
Well, I'm just watching my TV. I like news.
Yeah, I know you do. So I want to see if we've got any calls in our queue. And see what's a shaking. All right. I think we might have a caller online. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello there. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I had a question. A man's been dating me. He is in his 50s and I'm in my 30s. And I'm rereading your book, Getting to I Do. And I guess I'm just wondering, I'm rereading it just to brush up on everything. And I guess my question is, how much of it applies when the man is over 50?
It applies up to 50. Then I really recommend my book, A Man's World in a Woman's Universe.
Maybe I should reread that too, because I read that also. It was great. I loved it.
That book has the essence of maleness along with femaleness. Getting to I Do is predominantly aimed towards women, because women buy books, women want to get married, blah, blah, blah. Do you see what I mean? I also wrote Staying Married and Loving It.
Yeah.
And there are a number of smaller books that I've written. So I believe that in today's world, I'm working almost equally with young women that want to get married and older men that want to stay married. You know, men need the love and cherishing of a good woman, whether it's a daughter or a caregiver or a mother, whatever it is. We women, we gather together when we're perimenopausal and we go places with our girlfriends who are really medically more like our boyfriends. So the chemical change that happens, there's a book that I've been mentioning, and it's called the 40 to 60 year old male by McGill, by Michael McGill, and it says, a guide for men and the women in their lives to see them through the crisis of the male mental middle years. So this book was written in the 1980s, and that's where I started getting the idea that men become women in their maturity, in their 50s and 60s particularly, and women become men when they get to be postmenopausal. So mm-hmm. everything that I teach young people, I then have to switch to teach older people. But it works.
Right. Totally. So I guess is there like all like the different rules and like how to like letting him lead and letting him be the masculine and everything. Does all of that still apply? Like making appointments to talk to him,
yes,
all of that stuff?
Just because you're older doesn't mean that you change. You're born with a temperament. Myers and Briggs have written, Marilyn Bates, David Kiersey have written a Myers-Briggs book called Please Understand Me. And that book is about the 16 temperaments that we all are born with. We each get one kind of a temperament, and everybody else gets one too. And the secret of really good mating is being with somebody whose temperament fits yours.
Right.
There's even one, I'm going over to my bookcase, and there's Marilyn Bates and David Kiersey work together on this concept created by the Myers-Briggs. And let's see. Here's one. Type Talk. It's called Type Talk by Otto Kruger and Janet Fenson, authors of Type Talk at Work. David Kiersey wrote Please Understand Me, number 2 book. In other words, it's still a very viable test for whether you are temperamentally a career woman or temperamentally a woman with a career. Please understand me.
Okay.
So are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I would like a woman with a career.
Okay. So if your boss called or your husband, are you married or single?
Single. He's been dating me.
Okay, you've got a boyfriend. Is your boyfriend your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Is he a man with a career or is he a career man?
He's definitely a man with a career. He's definitely a masculine man, but he did just turn 50.
No, wait. A man with a career is not just a man.
Oh, he's a career man for sure. He's definitely masculine.
Okay, he's a career man. So to be very honest, he fits better with a woman who's done a little Pat Allen, who has a job or a career that doesn't outrank him. More mm-hmm. men lose their wives to their grandkids than anything.
Right.
They help their daughter, they do this. But men, what people don't realize is that, but you will if you read the book, The 40 to 60-Year-Old Man, that's the andropause. Their form of menopause is andropause. That's when the mm-hmm. testosterone is going down and the estrogen that's been there is impacting them, their brain, their nervous system, their chemistry. And
yeah,
they are becoming more sensitive.
Yeah,
Grandpa's nicer than dad. Grandpa's nicer mm-hmm. than dad. And mom is meaner than grandma. Is that correct or not?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're both male and female. That's the secret of life. Everybody has to deal with, am I a man or a woman with a career or a job? What are my natural tendencies?
Right.
And everything that I teach, I will base in some form of scientific study.
Right.
So do you have a question about this? What?
Yeah, so I had two real, I can still ask him like what he thinks about stuff. I don't switch over to like how he feels.
I want you to know, always ask a man what he thinks, because you cannot tell. One day he'll be in his right lobe and one day he'll be in his left lobe. See, the secret of 50s and 60s is everybody's male and everybody's female.
Right.
But the secret of a good relationship is compliments attract. Think I want, I want, I feel, I don't want, I don't want. That's a moneymaker for lawyers. That's a moneymaker for the cops. That's moneymakers for therapists. Because in every single relationship, there's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame, and negotiate with love. And I teach, I'm a transactional analyst. I teach people how to communicate. Beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship that contains any form of love, your daughters, right, your uncles, your aunts, whoever. That's what I do. I teach communication. I really teach people how to fight with respect and cherishing. I teach them how to fight with respect and cherishing. Do you want to be respected more than cherished, or cherished more than respected?
Definitely cherished more than respected.
Then you have to respect the man you're with, because he can't cherish you unless you respect him. That's nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a man is feminine, he doesn't need to be respected. He needs to be cherished.
Right.
There are women today that think that they want to be men. So they compete with men, and then they wonder why they don't have a cherishing boyfriend, husband, son, brother, father, uncle, boss.
Right. Okay. Yeah. He turned 50 a couple weeks ago. It was almost like he just sort of, I've just noticed he's changed a bit. And he maybe wants to switch. He maybe wants to switch careers.
Honey,
and he's not sure.
I got news for you. He may not want to, he may have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this book talks about 40 to 60 is critical.
Right.
That's when guys get young women as mistresses. That's when some of them come out as gay, because they've always been gay. Because I believe that many, many men are gay by biological. Every fetus is female for at least 8 days. Until mom's body recognizes the male cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then she produces an SRY gene, which starts to work with the baby boy into converting his female body into a male body. But I hate to mention this, sometimes it doesn't balance out. And he ends up still a lot of feminine physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects his brain. That affects his hormones, there is not one person that is exactly like another human being. We are each a very unique balance of hormones, cells, you know, chemistry. I've been in this business for 50 years. I have not met any two people in 50 years that are identical. Not even identical twins are identical.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He's just been like pulling away a little bit and wanting a lot of space. And I want to be able to support him and respect him during this process. So I was just wondering, yeah.
Well, then let him lead you. If he talks about what he thinks, ask him, is there anything I can do to help you and I do better? If he talks mm-hmm. about his feelings, is there anything I can do to help you and I feel better? You and I feel better.
Right. Okay. And have you heard of men like turning 50 and sort of pulling away a little bit? Like, is that common?
I've heard of men changing their temperaments, changing from wanting respect to wanting cherishing, changing from being career men into men with careers. Honey, the best book I can recommend right now is the Chinese book about I Ching. And the book is called The I Ching, or Book of Changes, A Guide to Life's Turning Points by Brian Brown Walker. It's their version of yin and yang. In other words, every religion, every culture has its opinions and theories. And I'm no different than anybody else. So I've combined a whole bunch of different ideas that have been holding up for thousands of years. And I've been doing a good job for the last 50 years when I'm retired now, which means that I'm doing the radio show and I'm answering whatever, but I'm not taking new clients. I'm teaching, mm-hmm. but not doing therapy.
Right. Okay. I'll definitely check these books out. That was helpful.
Okay. So did I answer your question about life changes?
Yeah, I think just being patient with him and letting him lead.
I want you to know, let him be your leader and follow him, whether he goes feminine or masculine.
Okay.
All I'm asking is for you to watch your language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
But remember, in 50s and 60s, they need more cherishing than they needed at 30s and 40s.
Okay. That's so, yeah, it's definitely been I can feel and see the change. So it's good to hear you talk about it.
But a word is a word.
Mm-hmm.
It can be controlled by your mouth.
Right.
A 2-year-old acts like a 2-year-old, 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what I learned from Dan Siegel, Siegel? He's a research therapist in Los Angeles. He wrote a book called Brainstorms about a new concept that he's discovering, or he in a group or whatever. Do you know that teenagers 13 to 18 do not produce as much dopamine pleasure neurotransmitter because nature wants them out of the nest? So they ride motorcycles.
Right.
They do rave parties. They're teenagers, but there's a medical reason for it. They do not produce dopamine the way they did and will do it again when they get up to 18, 19, 20, and definitely into their 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called Brainstorms.
Okay, I'll check that one out too. That's really interesting.
Well, I'm just throwing the names of books that impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can impact you.
That's so helpful.
I love teaching.
Yeah. I've learned so much through you. It's been so helpful.
Good. Thank you. I'll pay you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome.
Have a good rest of the show.
You
thank you, Carla.
Your life.
Thanks.
Good.
Dr. Pat Allen, I have an answer for your question of earlier. How long have we been on LA Talk Radio? And we started LA Talk Radio. Our archives go back to February 6th of 2015.
15. Well,
yes.
I've enjoyed every year.
Me too. Me too. We have a lot of archives of our show. I was just scrolling through it, and I got to be honest with you, I was amazed. I was like, this is amazing. I think we might have a caller on the line with us. Caller, are you there?
Is this me? Am I on?
Hi, caller. Yeah. Do you have a question for Dr. Allen?
I do. I'm so glad to get on. I love this show. Thank you so much. So I am dating. I'm flirting. I'm at the flirting stage. And then
you're still gushing estrogen. You're still needing to feel good to do good. You see? So what is your question? You.
Caller, are you there? I'm trying to find her. Caller,
can you hear
are you there?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Me?
Go ahead with your question.
Okay. What? Yes. So the listening stage, and I wanted to respond to someone who, he texted. He called me last night, and I gave a little, like, you know, check and smile. But then he didn't call, so I guess I just wait until
he said he was going to call, and he didn't call. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
What?
Yes, that's right.
So he broke an agreement. He got distracted.
Okay. Okay.
So are you going to banish him, or are you going to answer his calls?
No, whenever he calls, I'll be glad to hear from him.
That's exactly right, because he's not perfect, you're not perfect, and I know I'm not perfect.
Yes. Okay. Then there's another one I'm flirting with, and we've had a few calls, but he lives on the East Coast. And then he...
What's wrong with that? That's what airplanes are for.
Yeah, true. Though he's worried about the Delta variant of COVID. But he called last night. We talked for about 10 minutes. I had to go. I had to actually take care of my mother. And he kind of ended the call abruptly. But do I just wait until he calls me again? Like, don't, or do I reply? He had sent me a text message. I wished him, I did a ritual holiday hello. And he sent me a nice message. He was, so I think he would have me visit him before he would come here. He said, "Hi, sweets. I hope you are great. I just got back to my house in Hampton. How's everything in LA? This Delta variant is spreading like wildfire, so I have curtailed my travel agenda. I see things are back to normal in LA and would be nice to see you sometime."
That sounds like a tentative possible date for the future.
Okay, so I'll just see what happens.
Did you answer it?
No, what do I answer?
you, Dan. Looking forward.
Okay. Thank you.
In other words, whenever they contact you, respond.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that. And then I have one last one.
Especially if they're in their 50s or 60s.
Yes, he is. He's older. Okay. And then here's the last one. This is another guy. I had one lunch date with him. And then I wished him a happy July 4th. And he texted back and said, thank you. Same to you. Hope you had a great weekend.
Then you answer, yes, I did.
What do I?
No.
Think anything
of it this
else?
Way.
Like, what's that?
Answer every connection.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's hard to know. Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's hard to know what.
Exactly. To like, how do you reply in a way that helps conversation continue?
Having something continue is a want. Wanting is masculine. Saying something nice when a man takes the time to make the effort. Remember, the soul of a man is anima. That's very sensitive, feminine. The soul of a woman is animus. Carl Jung's wife wrote a book, Anima, Animus, about the soul. Soulmates are really a man who is safe enough to share his feminine with a woman who's safe enough to be a woman who cares for men and their feelings, not better than her own, but good. So whenever a man reaches out to you, if there's something you can say, thank you for calling. That was very nice of you. Or I'm looking forward.
Okay.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You didn't call him. He called you and stroke him for him paying attention.
Okay.
Many, many men want to be respected by a woman that respects them and they cherish her for it.
Okay. All right.
But young men need respect. Older men need both respect and cherishing, depending on the day and their feelings.
Okay.
And so, women's lib tells us we need to be respected in jobs or careers or something. We don't just live on feelings. We're either career women or women with careers or jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So which are you?
I'm a woman with a job.
You're a woman with a job. Do you have plans to get married?
That's my biggest wish. I would love to get married.
What?
Yes, I want to get married, or I would like to. I'd love to get married.
And do you want to be respected more than cherished, or cherished more than respected, or both equally,
cherished.
Which is narcissism?
Yeah, I'd like to be cherished.
Okay. Well, are you doing it?
I'm working on it, yes. So I guess with this guy, I just say, yes, I did have a good weekend.
Yes. Or if it wasn't true, it wasn't the best, but I worked it through.
Oh, no, I had a great 4th of July.
Oh, I see. Well, then that's what you tell him.
Okay. And do I ask him anything or just reply to his question?
No, I prefer that until you're really committed in a relationship that you let him interview you rather than you. Interviewing is more masculine than being passive, patient, and vulnerable. Interviewing is more competitive, conquering, and controlling, and masculine. whereas passive okay. patient and vulnerable is really more feminine.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what we've got shaking. See if we've got another call coming in, Dr. Allen.
Okay.
Having some deep calls tonight. Okay. So, let's see. Talking to our switchboard, seeing what's going on. Again, that number's 323-203-0815. But if you get in our queue, watch for our call back.
And if you're a man, we answer questions for men.
Yes, we do. We usually have our...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Mind.
Okay, this is a letter from a married person.
A married woman, yes.
A married woman.
Hold on, Dr. Okay. Pat. Let's take more.
We'll go with the call.
Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I need some advice.
About what?
I have a boyfriend, and he's a bit older than me, quite a bit older, actually. And we've been dating long distance for a while, but I moved.
Are you dating monogamously, continuously,
yes.
and aiming towards marriage or mating?
I would like to be
Are
married.
You building anything?
I think I am. I'm not, I don't know about him. He's been married before. He said that he's not sure he wants to, he said that he doesn't want to be married again.
Okay. Does he want to mate? That's marriage without the legal document.
I think he wants to be with me. But I'm not entirely sure. We were living together for a little bit.
Does he want to live with you? That's either marriage or mating.
We were living together, and then he asked me to move out.
He did. So, what did he say it was for?
He just said that he felt like he needed space.
All right. He's an extrovert. He just doesn't want people too close to his living self.
Yes.
That's okay. Fergie and Prince Philip live on two floors in a castle.
But they're married, right?
Yeah, they're married.
Yeah, so that's the part. I feel like we're going backwards now because I understand
Are you going backwards on your request? Do you know that I ask people to negotiate time, space, money, and sexuality and non-sexuality before
yes,
they live together?
Oh, well, we've never really
you
had...
You may not be compatible.
Yeah, it seems... Well, but I want to be with him, and he says he wants to be with me too, but he just needs the space.
He doesn't want to live together.
Yes.
Do you have to live together? Sometimes too much togetherness produces a dullness in chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, and I do see when we have like communication.
Each person's temperament.
Yeah, but I feel like he's been married before and I haven't had that experience yet. And
I understand, but he's had it how many times?
He's been married a couple times.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been married. He's tried it a couple of times. But I'm telling you, marriage is a business, literally. That's why lawyers participate. And it takes negotiating. And one of the biggest negotiated item is a prenup.
But we're not even at that stage, though. I feel like I have no power anymore in this relationship. And it's not that I want to be respected.
I got news for you. Are you having sex with him?
Yes.
Are you making love or having sex?
I would say making love.
All right. Then would you be willing to say, I cannot make love with somebody that I have not negotiated boundaries with? Time, space, money, and plague. Chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do. Do you have a copy of it?
I do, and I just finished reading it, which is why I'm calling you.
Chapter 14 in Getting to I Do explains negotiating prenups, which could be premaritals, which could be pre-move-in, which could be pre-engagement. That's when you get to know what the boundaries are for this individual. Everybody's uniquely different.
What are the chances that he's ever going to change his mind, though, about getting married? Because I do think I want that eventually.
Maybe never.
Yeah.
But don't you want to find out before it's too late?
Absolutely, definitely. And yes, I have no problem saying.
Would you please ask him for an appointment to talk about chapter 14 in my book, which is Time, Space, Money, and Play? How much time does he want? Maybe he only wants to date you once a week. What's wrong with that? As long as he's monogamous and socially monogamous.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that, except I don't know if dating once a week doesn't feel like it's going to lead to more. If it could be because we were seeing each other more before.
Do you hear what you just said? Lead to more. So you want to be respected and you design the agreement and he has to sign it or else no deal. So you want to be respected, not cherished.
Well, I want to be cherished, but I think marriage would be a cherishing act. And
I got news for you. Your idea of being married may be really very symbiotic and very controlling, and he may not be up for that.
Okay. Well, if marriage is something that I want and he doesn't.
Okay, so you want to be legally married. Do you want to have any kids?
Yes, I want all of that. I want the whole experience.
Wait a minute, the whole experience. Not everybody gets the whole experience. What are your negotiables and non-negotiables? I want to be legally married.
And
do you have a religion that has to be?
No.
No.
I just feel like I'd be insecure without being married. And I think my parents would probably frown on that.
Okay, but you won't have parents when you're getting married because you've left home.
That's
true. Do you understand? You've got a script given to you by your parents that is now setting you up to throw this man away.
So you think it would be okay if we just if we didn't get married, but we had children.
People do it every day. I hear men say, "That's my baby's mama." He doesn't say, "That's my wife." My baby's mama. That's the new phrase.
So should I just feel it out?
Are you willing to read chapter 14 of my book and ask for an appointment with your boyfriend as to what his needs are with time, I, we, and us, space, where do you live, money, do you put in dollar for dollar or nothing, or how do you handle money if you live together? I do not approve of living together unless you're at least engaged, yeah. Even if you never marry. Living girlfriend, engaged. What?
So we should be at least engaged.
At least engaged, okay. Especially if you have kids.
Okay.
Marriage is for kids and mothers. Men pay for it. Men marry in order to keep women away from another man. But you may have a man that doesn't want that much marriage.
Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty clear about that. And I do think he doesn't want me to be with somebody else. I think he's afraid of losing me. He's afraid of losing me, but he doesn't want to get married.
No, he doesn't. He wants a woman who wants to be with him enough that she's willing to negotiate a compromise in how many days she's with him, how many nights she's sleeping with him, how many days she wants to make love. That's playing sexually and non-sexually. You see, negotiating your unique relationship, whether you're mating or marriage, is two unique people are going to come together and negotiate. What you're saying is, I want to make the rules. If I don't get what I want, that's masculine, I don't want him, even if my body does.
Right. Well, I have never asked him to spell out exactly what he wants. And I think I have never asked him to spell out exactly what those, you know, the negotiation. So that does seem like a very good place to start.
And you might say, I don't want, as yours, women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get what they want by asking for it. And he's asking for it, but he's not finding a woman that's compatible with him, who's got enough of a career or enough responsibility, whatever, that she doesn't need 24/7.
So basically, I would have him spell out what he wants, and then I would have veto power. Is that correct?
That's right. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. That's what you're going to read in the book. Chapter 14.
Okay.
Will you do that and then report back?
Absolutely.
Good girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You're welcome.
Let's see if we've got some more calls coming in. I'm going to talk to our switchboard. Sam is on our switchboard now. And callers, if you've gotten into our queue, remember that we're going to call you back. Also, I want to remind everybody that you can get on the list to be in one of Dr. Pat Allen's amazing groups. Caller, you're live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Kelly. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Thank hi, you for Dr. calling.
Pat.
Yes,
of course,
hi.
You're the only person I called. Dr. Pat. I do have a situation, and I don't know if what if it's the right thing or the or if I push it too much. Okay. This wonderful guy is dating me, and I told him from the first day that what I needed, the three things.
What did you tell him?
I need to be monogamous. I need to
monogamous,
see him
sexually
in
and socially.
She said yes.
Continuous, see me regularly.
Exactly, and I want to get married.
And you want to get married legally. What did he say to that?
Well, he said, I can do that. But when I asked about the, you know, I said I will accept an engagement ring, but I'll be happy with a promise ring. He said, well, we get there. We will get there. He said that. Okay, now...
All right, did you get it? Pardon?
No, nothing happened. And then, you know, few
did
days
you give
after...
him intercourse? Did you let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina without a ring?
Yes.
That's you betraying yourself.
Okay. Now,
see, there are women that give free marriages. There are women that give free housekeepers. There are women that give free babies. Is that what you want to be, a giving woman to a man who wants to use you?
No. So, this last date we had, I told him I really don't feel comfortable about, you know, having intercourse without at least a promise ring. He said to me,
very good. The promise ring is a ring that says within 6 months, you're going to pre-negotiate time, space, money, and play to live together and maybe get married.
Right. Now, what I'm trying to say is I told him I don't feel comfortable. I really don't feel comfortable about it, without a promise ring.
He said,
I'll work on it. I'll get what I want. And I know you would like it. But I insisted, and this is my question. I insisted that, okay, because I really don't feel comfortable. What do you think about taking my ring and making the commitment? And he was like, he doubted for a moment, but then he said, if that makes you happy, I put it in like the ring until you get me the ring you think you want to get. And
Did you have a ring on your finger that belonged to you?
Yes, that's what I... Now, days after, I'm like,
Did you offer him a temporary ring to use to put on your left hand in order to make
love
with him?
Yes, I asked him what you think about it. Yes.
So did you do it?
Yes, I did, and I'm wondering.
Did you make love afterwards?
Yes.
Was it good?
I have a lot of chemistry for this person, and
was it good?
Yes.
What was not good?
That he has money, so I wonder why he doesn't buy any kind of ring and get it.
Because
that's what you
because He's negotiating your wants, not his. He wants free sex, free live-in, free babies. Marriage is for women and kids. When a man marries, he takes on a lot of responsibility legally for a woman and the kids. So men marry to keep you in their bed and not in his bed. Do you understand that?
No, I got confused with their bed and not in his bed.
Dear, men marry to keep a woman with them.
Right.
And what part of what he did? He put a ring on your finger. Yes, you offered him a ring that he could use until he wanted to put his ring on your finger.
Exactly.
But he was willing to put your ring on his finger.
Right, that makes it null. That's no contract at all. That's my question.
That's fine. That's fine. At least a month.
At least a month.
While you shop for a ring.
Right.
A borrowed engagement ring is not going to last forever.
Right.
So, are you really in love with this man?
I do have a lot of chemistry for him, and I feel admiration for him.
Do you respect him? Do you respect him?
I guess because I still feel the need of putting the means no, right?
Hello?
Yes. Well,
do you respect him?
I believe I do.
Okay.
But I still wonder, should I do the date?
What?
But I still wonder, should I just do the date, go back to do the date?
Wait a minute. You haven't told me if you're in love with him enough to wear your ring to make love to him now.
I do feel love for him, yes.
So is that what you're going to do for the next month, for the rest of this month?
Yes.
So you're going to make love, stop dating other men. He's going to know you're wearing your ring and he's monogamous. Is he monogamous?
He says he is, but that's also another thing. He lives in another state, so he just comes once a month. And I have fears.
So what you're saying is, you're not sure that he's monogamous.
How can I be sure of that?
Well, some women hire detectives.
All right, yes. Right.
Is he 51% valuable to you?
Yes, he is. He is, I believe, more than 51%.
Therefore, will you wear your ring in his honor, be monogamous with him for the rest of this month? Today's the 8th.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, I have a very promising, like, duty day person. Do I tell him?
No, you can't do that. You'll have to delay the putting on your ring. You can't date other men with a ring on your finger.
Right. Yes,
do you want to be single and have him as one of your lovers?
No, Dr. Paul. No.
Okay. So will you give him a choice of no sex at all without a ring? Or, yes, I will make love if I wear even my ring, as long as you're not having sex with other women.
Right. Well, that's the contract we support. We kind of did.
What?
That's the contract we kind of did.
You've got that one now?
Yes.
You believe you're his girlfriend?
Yes, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Okay. Are you willing to put him under this pressure now? Or do you want to date the new man?
Well, remember we had 3 dates at least. That's what I was talking. I was dating him and
Man, do you want to try the new man for 3 dates?
I have dated the other man more than 3 dates.
So you've been dating 2 men?
Before everything, I used to duty date more than 3 people.
What I'm hearing is you are not monogamous.
Yes.
So why are you calling me?
Yes, but I want to stop. I want to stop, but I want to know if the giving my ring can make it. Giving my ring was a stupid idea.
You know what it is? The biggest deal is no more sex without an engagement ring.
I see.
That's the real contract. The one you're offering him is, are you willing to pretend we're engaged, we'll use my ring, but I'll date other men while I pretend I'm engaged to you?
Right. I don't want to do that.
Well, then, why don't you go for the big commitment? Or accept him with his lover contract, friends with perks.
I'm tired of that contract. Okay.
How long have you had it?
He asked me to be his girlfriend. 3 months ago.
That's right. You've done your perfect period. Now you're in your imperfect period, getting ready to negotiate come or go.
Right.
You're in crisis. Are you willing to go to crisis with this man by saying, I will date you, but I will not have sex with you anymore without a ring you give me for this hand, whether you call it a promise ring or you call it an engagement ring? It means monogamy, continuity, and going steady towards marriage.
Right. He also said, I asked him, what do you think about introducing me as your girlfriend? And he said, I can do that. And 2 days ago, his friend comes, and he just waves far away, but he never introduced me or anything like that. So I felt out of sorts. I'm like, I am or I'm not.
He demonstrated you're not.
Right.
But you accept it, so he's okay. Whatever you accept, that's what you accept.
I get it. I understand.
Are you willing to go to crisis or give him more free love?
I don't want that. It's painful. The free love. It's painful. It's, do I wait for him to come? He comes once every month. Do I wait or I call him?
You can't call somebody and negotiate sex.
Right.
You can call him and say, I'm going to require that we get engaged or no sex. So do you want to come with that contract? Do you want to go to crisis on the phone like that? Or do you want to wait till you're in the room together and you say, I want to know if you are willing to put a promise ring or an engagement ring on my left hand and introduce me as at least your girlfriend, because I can't do any more fake lovemaking.
Okay.
Do you want to go to crisis like that? Yes or no?
I want a real relationship, so yes.
Then give it a go the best you can.
Okay.
Good girl.
I remember you said we can find a ring in our jewelry. And in a podcast, you said you can give it, you can even give your own ring. So that's why I can't
did
it, because I remembered.
He can borrow your ring while you shop for his ring.
Right.
That's giving him a ring to put on your hand temporarily while he gets you a ring with his money.
Right.
Yes, that's what I
said. So I didn't do that. Right. So I believe I did that.
You can do that because you've got a ring on your hand.
I asked him. I already asked him. What do you think about getting my ring?
Did he say yes?
Yes, and he put it in to make a commitment. And he said, the first time he didn't want, he didn't want to do it. But then I asked him again, and he said, okay, I'll do it. If that makes you happy.
All right, so see if he'll do it.
Okay.
That's okay if he borrows a ring from you.
All right. I guess I'll make a commitment with myself of 2 months. And if he doesn't come with a ring, then I'll come to crisis, like you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good luck, good luck.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
All right, let's see what else we've got going on here. And?
What was that?
I said we're going to see what else we've got going on here.
Okay.
I'm talking to our switchboard. If you want to get on the list to join one of Dr. Allen's groups, you're going to reach out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com. You can get on the list for the elite group, or you can get on the list for the larger. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Yes. Hello, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
My question is this. I had a conversation with a man that I went on, well, that who went on three dates with me, and he told me that he wanted to seek professional counseling before he got into a relationship with me, that he liked me, he wanted to keep seeing me. But he said, I quote, "I have made so many women mad, so I think sometimes I don't know what I'm doing, so I want to get professional help before I can be in a relationship."
Good.
What do you think about
what
that?
City That's do good, you live yeah? in? What city do you live in?
I'm in Seattle.
What is he in the same city?
Close to it, yeah.
Okay.
Suburb. He's a suburb of it.
Do you want me to give you a source of therapists?
Well, wouldn't it be mothering if I advised him? But yes, absolutely.
No, you would say it. I want to offer you something if you're willing to listen. Are you willing to listen? And he says, yes. You say, you said that you've had difficulty setting up relationships. I talked to a therapist and she gave me a system, EMDR, that has a major office in Tustin, in Austin, Texas. And they have the names and numbers of licensed therapists who do counseling, particularly with people who have difficulty making and keeping agreements.
Okay. How interesting. Okay.
And do you want to read a book about what they do first?
Would that be the book, Getting Past Your Past?
Yes.
That's the EMDR book. Have
you read it?
The book, yes. It's a great book.
It's a great book. Are you interested? Because he has said, I have troubles making relationships work, which means he had a script from his mom and dad, church, country, whatever, that set him up for a wrong way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So, do you want the number of this group, EMDR International?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course.
Okay. No, not of course. I'm giving you something that he signaled me through you that he wanted. Here it is. It is in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the phone number, what do you want?
Whatever is easier for you.
No, nothing. I'm just giving you whatever number you want. I'm not going to be part of it.
Okay, no, I'll take the phone number, sure.
What?
I will take the phone number, yeah.
Okay, the phone number for the EMDR International Association in Austin, Texas is 512-451-5200.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Do you want any other numbers, faxes, emails, whatever?
No, I'll just call them. This is the best.
Yeah, because have I already recommended Getting Past Your Past to you?
To me, a long time ago, yes. And I actually saw Jeffrey White in California.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But I'm not asking you to move to California. I'm just asking you to get the name and number of people that live near you.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I'll do that. Meanwhile, with him,
Well, he said, I have a problem. We need counseling. And I've just given you a legal set of people that do work. I've already recommended the book, Getting Past Your Past, based on the fact that he's been miseducated about how to get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm. What do I do meanwhile? Do I just...
Cause you go with him.
Oh, to therapy.
That's what he's saying to you.
I don't think that's what he said. I thought he meant... I'm pretty sure he meant that he just needed to figure some things out on his own before he could be in a relationship.
Okay, then feel free to give him these for him. But if he says, yeah, you can come with me, would you go?
Yes, of course.
Well, then be sure you ask him if he wants you to go.
It wouldn't be, oh, I'm just nervous that it would be like I'm forcing myself.
What are you afraid of?
That he'll think I'm too much.
So you're in his head, not yours.
I really like him, and it's a complex situation.
No, you're wanting to mother him. Pat, don't ask. I don't want to give him help. I don't want to mother him. That's not mothering him. He already asked you for help. He already asked you for help. Told me about the question. I need help. That's what he said. And I said, aha. And twice, I've already given you this direction. See,
okay.
People have seen me 30 years ago, and they come back, and I say the same thing I said 30 years ago.
What do I do meanwhile? Because after we had the conversation, we went out on a date, and it was just, we just talked for several hours. It was really enjoyable, and we just kissed and hugged.
Is he ready to quit your relationship because it's not working? He said, he signaled me that he thinks you're breaking up.
I don't think so. No, he said he wanted to keep seeing me.
I understand that, but he ends up saying, I don't know how to do this. And we need help.
He said he needed help. He said,
did your mom and dad stay together?
No.
I know.
They divorced.
Who left who?
My mom kicked him out because he was not masculine. Because he wasn't doing anything. He was not masculine enough.
And you're the man right now. You're thinking it through for your boyfriend. He says he needs help and he wants professional help. I'm giving it to you. I'm a masculine. My form of therapy is very masculine. That's why you like it.
It's quick.
But the truth of the matter is you don't want to do what I'm saying.
I will do it. I've done what you told me to do and it worked.
It did or didn't.
But how do I bring this? It did, yes. Well, I was in complete mess when I first started working with you.
Subject up to him?
Yes.
Here's what you say. Let's give him what did he accuse you of mothering him?
No, I never did.
I know he didn't. You accused him because you don't want to be like your mother.
No, I don't want to be like my mother, no. That's the last thing I would ever want.
Except this man asked you for help in professional terms. And you asked me, and I gave you the same answer. The same answer that I gave you before. And you haven't done it because you're mind reading. He won't like you because you don't like you. So do you want advice from me, or shall we just gossip about him?
I want advice, yes, of course.
Then I want you to say to him, Sam, whatever his name is, some time ago you said you'd like some professional advice about how to be in a relationship with a woman, hopefully me. I got some information that's useful in Seattle for you alone or for you and I. Do you want that name and number?
Oh, this is so scary. Oh, my God.
Do you understand what you're saying? Pat, you're asking me to be passive, patient, and vulnerable. I've been raised to be a boy. I've been raised to be a boy.
But it feels so, why does it feel so masculine to me then? Shouldn't I just leave him alone?
I'll tell you why. You've never seen your mother be feminine. That's how she lost your dad.
Yes.
Your mother's never been feminine. Have you ever seen her lovers? They're toy boys.
Yeah.
They're feminine. They're men with penises. They're women with penises.
Yeah, and she's very disrespectful to men just in general. So that's why I don't want to ever, like, tell anyone what to do. This feel, for some strange reason, this feels very masculine.
Dear, would you be so kind as to help this human being that asked for your help, which I'm giving you professionally? Okay. I'm a retired therapist. I'm not taking new people. I'm simply doing radio shows and groups and teaching.
Yeah.
50 years is good enough. Here it is. 512-451-5200. Would you please be kind to this human being? Now, you practice being me, and I'll practice being you. So, no, I'll practice being him. Pretend you're talking to him now and make an offer, please.
Okay. Brendan, sometime, not his real name, making it up. Brendan, a few weeks ago, you mentioned that you were interested in getting professional counseling in order to learn how to be in a relationship correctly. I was able to find a phone number for professionals where you, this doesn't sound very good. I was able to speak to my favorite therapist, and she advised me, she told me that this could be useful. So I have a phone number for a professional association that deals with that type of problem. Do you want it? How is that?
You forgot one part.
Which part?
Do you want the number for you alone or for you and I to go? Do you notice how you left you out?
Yeah.
That's what you sabotage.
But
you
wouldn't
see
it be
how
scary
destructive.
For him? I'm just
do
afraid
we
that
care
going,
whether
you're
he's scared or do we care that you're paranoid about negotiating with men?
I am paranoid. I'm paranoid because I'm so afraid that he'll just think that I'm a controlling psycho and just run away.
I got news for you. He's on the way out now. He's already saying I'm having trouble. He's already asking for help. I'm already giving it to you again. Again.
Okay.
That's God talking.
Okay, I'll do this. For you alone or for you and I, this is somebody that I only had 3 dates with.
Honey, that's what I require.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get rid of men until you've dated them 3 times.
Yeah, and I don't want to get rid of him.
Honey, you are a negative person.
I don't like myself. I've realized this. Even after all the work, like my self-liking is on the surface. Like I dig a little deeper and I'm like, no one's going to want me. They're already running away. It's horrible. I don't know what to do.
Have you ever heard me recommend A Taste for Pain?
I've read that too.
Understand that you've had so much pain, you're addicted to it. You don't believe in pleasure. Are you willing?
Yeah.
Will you please go through your little ad now with me again and see if we can keep that one sentence in it.
Yes. Okay.
Please,
okay.
Take two.
Okay, take two. Dear Brendan, Brendan, a few weeks ago, you said that you were interested in seeking professional counseling in order to learn how to be in a relationship successfully. I was able to talk to my therapist, and she advised me this. She gave me this phone number where you can find professional help that's quality, and that you or you and I can find professional help that's quality. Do you want that phone number?
Do you see how you did that? You did that
it's better than the first thing. Yeah. Oh, yay. Good. It's so hard. I'm sweating, by the way. I'm sweating right now as I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you on the phone.
That's why I'm sending you to EMDR, because they work with disabled emotional people. I'm not just sending you to Miss Therapist down the street.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sending you to Trauma Sources Therapy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do this. If he runs, at least I did my part.
Yes, you did. That's so good. Thank you so much. If you didn't get
what you called for,
nobody did.
No, I got what I called for.
Thank you.
And with this, one thing that is very strange, I really like him. I haven't liked anyone like this in a very long time.
Honey, I know that because you're sweating. Do you know that women who respect and love a man lubricate themselves with chemistry?
Oh, I do that. Yeah, every time I'm with him.
All you're doing, you're lubricating, getting ready to make love. Feel free to masturbate with him.
I think, you know, he's so deeply religious. I think he'd be not even, I don't know. I haven't talked to him about any of that stuff, actually.
Because that's why it doesn't move forward. If you keep on hiding all of the help you're getting, at least from me, then where are you going to go?
He knows I had therapy, and he actually liked that, I think.
Well, if he knows you get therapy, don't tell him what you get, because it's not working.
Okay. All right. No, I
want you to do this form if you can get him to do it with you or without you.
Okay. Okay. I will do it. It's very hard.
Good girl.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Seattle. Hang in there.
What?
Oh, she is a longtime caller since the beginning of our time here on LA Talk Radio, and her nickname is Seattle.
Well,
so I always recognize her beautiful accent.
Good. Do we
I am checking in with our switchboard right now to see what we've got to check in and see if we've got another caller. So I was saying a few minutes ago. Never mind. We've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Allen, for hearing my question. I'm so honored to speak with both of you guys. So
thank you for coming in.
Thank you. So I was dating this guy for like a month.
You were dating him? You were calling him? Or was he dating
me.
You?
Yes, he was dating me. He was calling me and
good,
setting
good,
up dates
good.
And deciding where and everything. And so I asked him where we were headed, but I didn't ask him, like,
are you asking on a date where we're headed to the movies or where we're headed in the relationship?
In the relationship.
And you said that. I want to know where we're going in our relationship.
Yes.
What did he say?
He said he wanted to continue to see me.
And that's called, I want to continue dating you.
Yes.
How long have you been dating him?
So we're not dating anymore.
Well, how long had you dated him up to then?
About a month.
Okay. Did he dump you or did you dump him?
So I dumped him because he was...
How?
So I did something bad and we had sex.
What did you do? I want to know what it was. Look, people listen to this show, and I demonstrate what I'm teaching by explaining why things happen to people.
Okay.
What did you do to sabotage this relationship?
I had sex. I allowed us to have sex.
You allowed him to have sex with you, not make love, no commitment. You had friends with perks.
Yes. But I thought we were... Yeah.
Were you dating him socially?
Yes.
So you broke... You didn't break any commitment. You just had two men, more men.
No, he did. And so that made me upset. And so I told him I didn't want to date anymore.
Wait a minute. You gave him free sex, no commitment. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then you got mad at him as if he had signed an agreement.
Is that correct? I think I misunderstood the agreement. Yes.
Okay, do you understand what you did?
Yes.
And that sabotaged the relationship because you acted like a bitch, right?
Well, he wanted to continue dating after we had sex, but I was upset that he was still dating other people, so I said I didn't want
to. Of course. But do you understand you didn't have an agreement not to do it?
Yes.
Do you understand you gave him what he wants in your body, which is sex, because nature wants more babies? And by the way, for all of you people out there, the American birth rate is going down because people, especially here in America, are not making good marital agreements.
I agree.
You demonstrated. What city are you in?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay. And where did you learn your man hate? Did your father rape you? What?
Yeah, my household was really noisy, lots of fighting.
Okay, so you had a very uncomfortable family.
Yes.
Was your mother a man or a woman?
So my parents are still married. When I was a kid, my mom was a woman. Now that they're both older, she's a man.
But that's nature. Now they can do that. And your dad's a girl.
Yes, now. When I was growing
up,
now, he was a man.
Wait a minute. And are they in their 50s?
No, he's 80 and she's 65.
Okay, they're even bigger, better, and older. Do you understand that men physically and neurologically become very much more like women, their brains and their hormones? And women, the opposite occurs. Women become more masculine and men become more feminine. But yes. What you did is you set him up for a game, gotcha, by not setting boundaries around your sexuality and then acting like he's breaking an agreement that isn't in existence so that he would see the bitch part of you and get rid of you. Did he get rid of you?
No, I got rid of him. And now I think I made the wrong decision.
You were mad. Did you make the right decision?
No, I didn't make the right decision.
Do you need to send him a hi-bye letter? Do you want him back?
Yes.
How long has he gone?
About a month.
Okay. Have you got a paper and a pen?
Yes.
Here are the 5 paragraphs for a hi-bye letter, and you are going to read it to me.
Okay. I'm only getting to do twice.
I'm giving you permission to read it to me next Thursday.
Okay.
Paragraph 1. The major reasons you liked him.
Okay.
2, the pain of your mistake at setting him up to get rid of him. Admit that you drove him away and the pain of it.
Okay.
3 paragraph. I don't want to be without you. I want you to take another chance on me. Thank you for reading this letter, which you're going to read to me next Thursday. Thank you for reading this letter and maybe giving me a second chance. Would you please write a letter around those 5 statements?
Yes. So
okay.
When I first read Getting to What I Do, I was a narcissist. Is
I understand
possible
you.
For me
you
to
wanted respect and cherishing. Honey, there are 3 lousy communication problems. Number 1 is evasive. Evasive is you don't ask for what you want. You don't set boundaries. You hope. And then the second thing is you hope they can mind read you. Why didn't you mind read me that I wanted you to be monogamous? And the 3rd one is abrupt. Get out. Go away. Goodbye. Evasive, secretive, and abrupt. Guarantee no negotiation. If you write this letter around the 5 paragraphs, I will listen to it next Thursday, and you can send it to him.
Okay.
Okay? Got
yes.
it for today?
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh. Bye-bye. Okay, so how to sign up and get on the waiting list for our incredible groups is info@drpatallen.com via email,
reach out to Sue and see if you can get on that list. All right, let's check in with our switchboard and see if we've got another call coming in. I think we do. And until then, I want to remind everybody to reach out to our newsletter at drpatallen.com. Sign up for our newsletter. You'll get a news, you'll get a prompt in your email, so that you can be assured that you're not getting spammed. And we never sell our mailing list ever. We generally put out one newsletter a month, so you won't be inundated. Every once in a while, we will put out a special, you know, bop that, like, we have a pop-up thing happening or one of our groups or what have you. So definitely look for that. And that's, again, www.drpatallen.com. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. My question today from Dr. Pat is, if I am in doubt for breaking up with my boyfriend, if I should go for it or not.
How long have you dated him?
It's been almost 8 months at this point.
So you've gone through the first 3 months, which is perfect. People fake it really good. The second 3 months, they're not faking it. They goof up. That's the imperfect period. The third period, which is 6 to 9, which is where you're at now, is the negotiable period, where you start negotiating a pre-engagement or pre-go steady something. And the fourth 3 months is when you know that he's 51% valuable and you want to keep him, if at all possible, even when he's not perfect. Raise your right hand. I promise.
And I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my boyfriend.
To respect my boyfriend.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And can do it better.
And can do it better.
I promise.
I promise.
To not teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him.
To not teach, bitch, or
teach, preach, bitch, teach, moan, preach, or question
bitch,
him,
moan, or question him,
unless I have to call the police,
unless I have to call the police,
a medical doctor, or a lawyer to sue him, Now, does your boyfriend want to be respected or not?
He wants to be respected, and I want to be cherished.
All right, so you've got that one down. All right, and so you've been together 8 months. Do you respect him?
I do. I'm learning to every day.
Okay, good. What is the problem that's got you calling me today? What is he doing that's risking getting rid of him?
So, Dr. Pat, I'm reading your book, and I just came, you know, I'm coming to my senses that there are certain things that I just want to feel, for example, cherished, that I'm not feeling that way.
What is it that cherishing is for you?
That he wants to spend time with me.
How much time? That sounds evasive. Do you want to date him 5 days a week? What's your boundaries? Have you written your time, space, money, and play requirements?
We haven't yet. I haven't gotten to that part yet. I think I do need to get there.
Well, if you haven't negotiated boundaries, How can he know what to do?
Well, I just feel like he doesn't miss me at all. Like he just doesn't want to be around
me.
He
may not miss you. Do you know that you may only be one part of his happy life?
It's not like we saw each other yesterday or you know, anytime this week, for example. I'm not saying about an everyday thing.
Have you negotiated a minimum of one date or phone call a week?
No, not yet.
Have you negotiated any boundaries?
We have negotiated to see each other one day and then and the next day not see each other. But we haven't seen each other at all this week.
And that's breaking an agreement?
Yes, it is breaking an agreement.
So what is the punishment? How long are you not going to see him?
There's a punishment?
Darling, I think the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the contracts you're willing to make and keep. So if he can break agreements and pay nothing, then you're a free girlfriend or free wife. Have you had an abortion yet with him?
If I had what?
An abortion. Did you give him a free baby?
No.
Okay. It can go that far.
Oh, no.
How much are you giving him at no cost?
I guess I do have to reanalyze that because I am giving a little, I guess, more than I should. Because from the book, I remember it says that I always have to give less than he gives to me.
Who taught you that? Mom or dad or both?
That he has to give more?
No,
or that I have to give more?
You have to respect him enough for him to feel cherished. Do you respect him and his agreements enough to feel cherished? Or do you feel used?
I feel like I feel used at times, yes.
That's because he broke an agreement and he didn't have to pay for it.
And how do I make him pay for it?
First of all, you have to tell him what it's going to cost him when he breaks agreements and doesn't warn you by calling you. All he's got to do is say, I can't pick you up. He can change every agreement he makes with you. But when he breaks them by not showing up, what do you want to, what, do you want to not date him the rest of that week or what?
I guess I would be able to tell him I don't want to see him for the rest of the week or not date him.
If, In other words, do you guys have good sex?
Yes.
Then can you use sex as a reward?
Yes, I can. That's true.
Well, then when he breaks an agreement and doesn't show up or doesn't keep an agreement, that's what you do. You make him pay for it till he catches on that you're not his ever-loving mama.
Okay. I got it.
So what are some of his broken agreement deals? What does he break?
Well, we agreed that he would tell me. Well, he went to this place and something happened and he didn't tell me. It was a lie. He lied to me. Let me just be straight and clear. He lied to me. And then at this time, it's simple. He's not, sometimes I don't feel he's committed to the relationship. And yeah, we're in the third
phase.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand. What did he not do or do that said, I don't care about you?
I guess he's just not. Dr. Pat, I know I'm so fluid sometimes, like I can't like tell you something concrete, but I guess it's just because I'm expecting him to say something like the minimum as I miss you or I love you. And he's simply, it's like you said, maybe he's just
I've got news for you. Do you know that, but he makes love to you good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there are men that don't make love well, but talk well?
I didn't think about it that way.
Have you ever read the book Five Languages of Love?
Yes, I did.
And did you get it that your way of talking is that he speaks love?
Yeah, my main love language is words of affirmation.
Okay. Well, would you rather have better love making or better words?
I guess better love making. So
or
now
do you want both words and love?
I would rather have both.
What?
I would rather
what
have
did you
both.
Say? That makes you a narcissist. You know what that means? He's got to be a zero.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to be a narcissist?
No, I don't.
Then would you please, please appreciate his lovemaking and say, you make great love.
Yes. I
Are
will
you
do that.
Willing to do that?
Yes, I'm willing to do that.
Because there are some men can talk love, but not make love. And there are some men that can make love and cannot talk love.
Yeah, I'm just scared that he's just not feeling it. But I guess, from what I understand, Dr. Pat, so sex is the place.
What
to
I'm hearing
see if he
is
does.
You want both. And he can't give both, so he's on the way out.
I think that's kind of what you're hearing, but I do want to work on it. You know, I know it's partially.
Then would you please, every time he makes love to you, tell him how wonderful mm-hmm. it is.
Okay, I will do that.
And every time he says anything friendly, say thank you for your words.
Okay, I will do that.
Got it? Got it?
Saying that. I got it.
Okay, good luck. Happy lay.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Goodness gracious. We have had a wild show tonight, Dr. Pat, and we are about out of time.
I know.
Everybody about where they can find our wonderful book. Dr. Pat has so many wonderful books, but her new one, It's a Man's World, It's a Woman's Universe, you can find at One iStore. You can also find our Dating Over 50, Conversational Rape. And if you go to drpatallen.com, you can download and watch for free right now our relationship video. So fun. Dr. Pat Allen, what do you have to say tonight before we go?
The way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? Or what do I have that I don't want? Followed with actions or inactions that stop or start what you want.
Perfect and amazing. We love you, everyone. We'll be back with you next week. Remember, you can listen to our show in our archives. LA Talk Radio plays us on multiple nights at multiple channels, but you can only talk to us live on Thursday. Until next week, take care. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.